The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
On this episode of Life Today.
That heartache is almost more than you think you can bear at times.
God's going to use what we're going through to change and save the lives of so many people.
Find out how tragedy and heartache can be turned into hope.
God's able to walk through the valley of the shadow and help us.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to share this time with you. You know, we face some of the things in our lives that we never want to face on this earth. The loss of loved ones. As you know, right after Christmas and, of course, beginning of the new year, Betty and I lost our daughter, Robin. Betty has been reading on heaven. I've been studying on heaven. We know, as a matter of fact, I talked to Kenny a few days ago, Robin's husband, and I told him, I said, everywhere I look, we had been up and visited with the children, of course, and with Kenny and in the house that Robin set up. And I said, Kenny, everywhere I look, I just see Robin alive. I see her in those three children, and I see her in you. She is alive. And she lives. The weight of her influence made God's footprints and imprint on everything that she touched. Betty, we know that if we live like we're supposed to live, we are living in heaven's power and presence. You learned that from reading the incredible book on heaven by Randy Alcorn, which I recommend to everyone. And we know that we don't have to worry or fret or doubt about the future. We don't understand all about it. By the way, heaven's going to be a whole lot like it is here, but without all of the assault and those challenges that come. Someday, God's going to say, death, die, and it will die. Well, Betty, we lost another friend this year named Dallas Willard. He wrote the book, The Divine Conspiracy, Discovering Our Hidden Life in God. It's one of the greatest books I've ever read. We had him on this program. Well, Dallas Willard and his family left behind a request that in honor of Dallas Willard, as memorializing him, expressing appreciation for the divine deposits he made, they wanted people to support Water for Life, the outreaches of life to give water. I want to say to the Willard family, to all of you who respect him and loved him, thank you from the bottom of our heart. What a tribute to God. Really, frankly, what a tribute to what God has called us together to do, you, all over the world. Here's a man who wanted to show us how we could fulfill the prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In other words, let's live in that kind of a relationship to where nothing diminishes or distracts. Well, we together can reveal Jesus. And one of the greatest ways to reveal that He is alive and we are alive in Him is to release what He said are rivers of living water flowing out of our innermost being. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, the meekness, the faithfulness, those aspects. We release the life of God to others. Betty, I don't know of a better way to show somebody that God loves them than to meet a basic need like giving them water. We do many things to help people. I don't know of anything we do that gives people more joy when they receive it and when they give it than to give water, just what the Willard family knew would be meaningful.
And there is definitely something wonderful that takes place in our spirits when we give out to others. Those that we see a definite need, and this is a definite need for clean water for these precious children that deserve a chance in life. But yet the reward that we receive as a result of that, God is so, His promises are so true, and He is so faithful in what He puts in us as a result of that, and the freedom and the peace that we feel and we receive. Thank you for helping us do this over and over again, because the need continues to be there, and you continue to give to help. So thank you.
You know, Betty, when I opened the program, I was talking about our losing our precious youngest daughter and a friend and that loss and the comfort we have. But now think about this. There are millions of people all over the world, beyond any boundary you could imagine, who are facing death, painful loss of health, their children and loved ones. You know, Betty, you made the comment, we had Robin 40 years. Most mothers and people around the world, they don't have clean water, they lose their children before they're 5 or 6 years old. We can change all of that. We would have given anything. People could change what was going on with our daughter. We can change this. I want you to look at the situations that we're taking love directly to. And I want you to know, please hear this as though I had you by the hand looking right in your eyes. You really can make all the difference in the world of the people you're about to see. You not only give them life and a chance at life, but you tell them by actions, which speak so much louder than words, about the life that they can have in a relationship with a living God who loves them, who will invite them to live in the shelter of His presence. This is what love does. These are the needs that only love can effectively meet. Please watch prayerfully.
The death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. Waterborne illness is a killer that knows no boundaries. Miriam lives in a shack in Central America. She had to watch her son die in her arms because the only water source she has is a contaminated river. On a windswept hill in Madagascar, small graves serve as a painful reminder to the grieving parents that had to give their children dirty water to drink. Pitch is a young mother from a small village in Cambodia. She knows the water she collects is filled with contaminants, but she has no other options. One of her children has already died, and the other is sick. Thousands of miles away in drought-stricken Angola, the rural hospitals cannot keep up with the number of children dying from waterborne diseases. Stories like these are all too common to thousands of families living in poverty around the world. They desperately need someone to share the gift of life with them, the gift of clean water.
Boy, I love to see, like a fountain of life, just a little stream of water that we take for granted in the advanced countries of the world. I want to ask you to make that scene of that water flowing, that clean water, a reality in over 500 areas in 12 nations. Many people ask, how do you locate the places that you're going to drill the wells? Well, we believe God directs us to those places through missionaries who have a broken heart for the people in that community. We're trying to reach the more remote areas. Many of these do not even have consistent power sources. They have very meager facilities to live in. And they can endure that if they're healthy. They want to work. They never make a lot of money. But they will respond to love as beautifully as any people on planet Earth. And the missionaries are there, sent by God, And they went with hearts that are broken, with love overflowing. And they've said to us, James, please enable us to meet the needs of these people. The viewers of Life Today have proven, according to the missionaries, and we believe it, to be the most expressive people as far as compassion goes anywhere on earth. And I really believe that. I believe that those of you who watch this program have decided that if we're going to live in His presence, in His power, in His love, in this present life, that we're going to have to be so committed that we are releasing that river of love and life toward others. And we can certainly do it by, as Jesus said, giving a cup of water. We can actually give a well of water. And that's what we're asking you to do. The water wells are $4,800. Most of the money, and we're committed to drill 500 this year because the missionaries targeted those areas in 12 countries. Most of the support comes from people who give $48. That gives 10 people water the rest of their life. Multiply that by 3, 144, and 30 people. The wells are $4,800. We believe that you will want to have a part. I want you to watch. I want you to look at another scene that hopefully will inspire you to understand the importance of what we're doing and the positive, profound effect your gift can make.
It's been another stunning journey for me today, coming into this village that really is sort of out in the middle of nowhere, and just wondering what their water supply might be here. And to be honest with you, I didn't see water anywhere. And I did see, as we were driving in, some women carrying buckets sort of up and down the terrain of the land. And I thought, where are they getting this from? And I started to walk around the village until we came down a hill, very rocky terrain, down this hill, and I came upon this pool of water. And as I began to ask some questions, discovering that this is their only source of water right here. This is His only source of water. And this is where they have to come every day, all the way down here to get their water. I mean, you can look around and you can see that it is very dirty. And I asked someone, like, so when they get this water, how do they filter it from here to drink this? And was told that they don't filter it. This is it. This is their only source. This is what they have, and this is what they drink every day. You can see the contamination in it. You can see that there has got to be much disease and illness with each sip that they take. And it really breaks my heart to sort of be sitting here with this little guy thinking that there's something that I could maybe do, something different that I could do, even if it's a little bit, to change the steps of his life, the rest of his life, by giving him a cup of pure, clean water. And I know there's much work to be done. This is just the beginning of a beautiful story.
Honey, just a moment ago before we, you know, even went to watch that, I could tell you, it was like you just, you just started weeping. What was happening?
Yeah, just, you know, earlier as we watched that precious mother talking about her losing one child and then the other one was ill, I thought, I know the pain of losing one, but another one, when it doesn't have to be. This mother cherishes her baby. And if they don't get the clean water, this baby will probably die. That heartache is almost more than you think you can bear at times. So I hope you will reach into your heart's deep and say, I can make a difference. I can save that baby's life, another baby's life. I can do that. We can do that.
Oh, I've got to be honest with you. I think you will understand. I don't know if we've, a lot of people have told us that since we lost our daughter, we haven't taken enough time to
you know, to just be alone. I've had to tell Betty, I said, honey, listen to me, please. I know there's a, we're hurting because we are losing, have lost our daughter. But in my heart as a preacher, I feel responsible for a lot of people's children, or for their babies, for their families, because I don't know, really, I don't even know who I would, we've actually tried to find ways to, you know, hand off some of our responsibility to others. And we're really diligently, you know, praying and seeking to be able to do that. But it's very difficult. God seems to have given us a unique enabling to be able to communicate need and inspire people to meet it. And I told Betty, I said, I feel like we need to keep going. And I know Betty's pretty emotionally spent, but I've also said to her over and over, I said, honey, God's going to use what we're going through to change and save the lives of so many people who will understand that we know what you feel and we care, and God's able to walk through the valley of the shadow and help us. But I said to Betty, I said, honey, we can inspire people to do what God wants them to do and to find life in it. And what Betty was just saying, that's really key. You see, you would have saved our daughter. Yes, you would have, if you could. I know you would, because I know the way you pray for us. I know the way you love us as a couple, a blessed couple. So what we're asking you to do, because you can do this, save the lives of these children. Save them. Go to the phone and say, I'm going to drill a well. I'm going to drill part of a well. I'm going to give $48 and give 10 people a miracle, or 144 and give 30 a miracle. I'm going to give $1,200 toward a well. Now, I'm going to do it. Then pray three people step up and join me, or 24. Somebody joins me, or I can drill a well. I never will forget one night a man said, because I just made a passing comment. I said, there might be somebody in this room who could drill 10 wells. And he turned to his wife and said, we could drill 10 wells. And she said, we could, and they did. Beautiful couple in Oklahoma. Thank you. Would you dial the number right now, take your bank card and say, here's my part to save those children's lives so a mother doesn't have to weep over losing another child, when I can save those children. And we can with just clean water. We're not giving them luxury, extravagance. We're giving them life, and we're showing them the love of God and helping those missionaries. Would you do it? Please, go to the phone or go to lifetoday.org and say, here is my gift, and I give it in obedience to God because of His love to save the lives of precious children, touch their families for the good, help those missionaries. We've got some special gifts to send you, to bless you, to say thank you, to see the promises in the names of God in the Bible. Powerful. We want to be a blessing to you. Make the gift God put on your heart and save those lives. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Majesty, an inspirational new fully illustrated book that will help you discover the promises behind the many names of God. With your gift of $100 or more, be sure to also request the Names of God pin set, custom crafted with the various names of God and the gifts of the Spirit. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I had the privilege of meeting and holding and spending time with so many people in India who expressed to me in the best way that they knew how that they need help.
पानी हाथ से उठना तो खराब बुरा पन आना चाहते हैं पानी पिया से दूसरा पानी कुछ जाओ लाम बाने
It's just so heartbreaking because there's so much struggle in her life, and there's always been. It's possible for us to change this for her. Through water, something simple like water that we take for granted every single day, but to them, it's a cup of life. It's a cup of life. I just can't leave here and not do something about it. I travel around the world with Life Outreach in hopes to bring life to people that are literally dying. That's the reality. And the beautiful part of the story is because of you, and the way that you give to this ministry, it has changed literally thousands of lives. In this village, generations, the lives of thousands of people are forever changed. But this is just one village. There's the next village and the next village. The funds are all we lack. Please partner with us in this glorious opportunity to bring water for life.
Oh boy, those emotions are still spinning in me. I'm sorry, I can't, and Betty can't. We can't separate those moments from what we felt. Even the joy, Betty, we left Robin in the intensive care in the hospital because we were going to take her home to get well. We went back to get clothes so you could just stay with her till she got well. But we never got to take her home because God took her home. And you did good, God. Those people with that well, that's the hope for life. And we know where our daughter is forever. And we want those people. You know, Jack Hayford saw our daughter going into heaven. He saw a vision. And he said, as he watched her go in, and someday we'll share that vision with you. Someday we will share it with the world. But he said, as far as he could see, as far as he could see, there were more people going in, and they were meeting their loved ones, just like Robin was, that host of witnesses. We want that for everybody. That's the reason Life Outreach. It's the reason for our lives. It's the reason for our ministry. Listen to me. It is the reason that I've gone all over the world. It's the reason that I've preached for more than 50 years, the life and love of God. It's the reason that we want to show people, not in word only, but in deed, the love of God. It's why the mission outreach, it's why God called us to be a servant. It's the highest calling we could have. More than preacher, speaker, we're asking you to help us. Take the love of God to the ends of the earth. Give them that water. Water for life, so we can tell them about the water of life, so that they can know that forever here, the way you know it, and share it, and then forever. Would you dial that number?
We want to send you a book to say thank you for whatever gift you make. Give a well if you can. We want to send Your Majesty the promises that are in the names of God. And don't miss this. The witness pens, the living water bronze. We've got a beautiful commemorative bronze that we want to send you. Living water, because that's what we're giving. We don't just give water to drink. We give them the living water. Please, in love, go to the phone, go online, and make the gift God put on your heart. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Majesty, an inspirational new fully illustrated book that will help you discover the promises behind the many names of God. With your gift of $100 or more, be sure to also request the Names of God pen set, custom crafted with the various names of God and the gifts of the Spirit. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know this is the last day for this Water for Life emphasis, 500 wells. And I know you'll make a gift if you can, but I want to thank you for your prayers. I really do. I want to thank you for the way you prayed for us. Don't stop. But if you want to help with the healing of our heart, join us in healing other hearts. Please. And answering those mothers and dads' prayers by giving their children a chance at life so they can know where life really comes from. Thanks for praying for us. But above all, thanks for helping us share life today and every day.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.